word is filled with power and the anointing that will destroy every yoke. But if you don't know this, you can't benefit from it. Proverbs 4:20 says, it tells us to attend to the word. It says, pay attention. Take heed to the word. Look at the word. Look after the word. You know, this is what that word attention means. And it says, take charge of the word. All that. That's what we're supposed to do. Take charge of the word. Pay attention to the word. Look at the word. That's what God wants us to do. And that's what he called attending to his word. You know, to direct our attention. We want to direct our attention. That this is how we attend to the word of God. When we practice doing these things, it will be health to all our flesh. When we attend to it, when we look at it, when we pay attention to it, this is how we attend to the word of God. And he says when we attend to his word, you know, it's going to be health to all of our flesh.
This is what we like to call you, Jesus, Jesus. That's what we call you, yeah. You were born in a manger, but on a tree,
died to save man. The
Kelly's Sitting Services is an in-home, non-medical care provider agency serving Central Louisiana. Kelly's provides VA services and waiver services such as Children's Choice, Community Choice, EPSDT PCS, LT PCS, NOW SIL, and private duty services. Kelly's is seeking attendants who have a love for people and who want to assist others to remain in the community for as long as possible. Kelly's can be reached at 318-793-8453 for your in-home care needs. Kelly's Sitting Services Incorporated is a proud sponsor of KAYTKQJOFM.
Parental involvement is the key to your child's success at school. This is Debbie Moe, president of the Louisiana Association of Educators. Whether it's volunteering at school, communicating with teachers on a regular basis, or helping with homework, we know that parental involvement is crucially important. So get involved. Working together, parents and educators can make this a great school year for every student in Louisiana.
A message from the Louisiana Association of Educators.
This is what we like to call you, Jesus, Jesus. That's what we call you, yeah. You were born in a manger, but on a tree,
died to save man. The teacher.
This is KAYT. Gina Alexandria, 88.1. The gospel is on your radio. Call a friend. Tell somebody. 88.1.
Jesus, I love you. circling the globe with the glory of the gospel. This is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II. Preaching the uncompromised word of God, Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's word for your life today.
Turn your Bibles to the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 8. I want to lift this 9-word text out before your presence today. Hebrews 13 and 8. And when you have it, say amen.
Amen.
Begin reading now.
Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever.
Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. We bless the holy name of the Lord today. For just a little while, I want to speak from the subject, the same Jesus forever. The same Jesus forever. If I've got a witness, would you say with me, the same Jesus?
The same Jesus.
Forever.
Forever.
My brothers and sisters, I'm grateful that this Jesus is the same Jesus that the Holy Writ speaks about from the beginning of the word to the end of the word. The same Jesus. It's comforting to me to know that I serve the same Jesus of Holy Scripture. Not only is it comforting to me, but it is also confirming to me that this same Jesus and his word said that heaven and earth will pass away, but not one jot or tittle of his word will ever pass away, because he is forever. His word is forever. And just being comfortable and confirming, I have the confidence in knowing that whatever he said, he can back it up. Whatever the Lord Jesus Christ has given as a word to his people, we can stand on that word with the greatest of confidence. Isn't it wonderful to know that the same thing that happened in biblical days because of the faith of the people of God can happen here today if we believe in this same Jesus? He said he's no respecter of persons. And so the truth of the matter is, if we got our faith lined up and ready to march on the order of Jesus, what he did before, he can do it again. Now let's look at this, because I won't be long this morning. As a matter of fact, I already feel like preaching, so all I need is some good amens. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, comma, and today, comma, and forever, period. Let's walk back through this A section. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday. As an adjective, the word same would say it is identical with no difference. As a pronoun, the word same means the reference that was stated before is stated again. In other words, if we were to write it like the understanding is, it would read something like this: Jesus Christ, the same Jesus Christ yesterday. And because there is a comma and the word and, a connective conjunction, we could keep on with Jesus Christ today. And because there's another comma and, listen, another connective conjunction, and forever, period. What I'm grateful to God about is the fact that no matter how you slice it, how you cut it, how you say it, Jesus is here forever. The people of God who understand the Word of God and who understand what the Lord Jesus Christ means to them individually and to the entire world collectively will gather much meaning from these simple nine words. Listen again, because I want you to understand something. When we look at Jesus Christ, listen, the same yesterday, that is what we call primary reference. Primary reference. What does primary reference mean? There is a law of primary reference, and the law of primary reference means something that is original, something that was first, or something that appeared in writing first. And here's what I need you to know. Jesus Christ is the first Son of God, the only begotten Son of God. Matter of fact, God wanted some more that looked like Jesus and acted like Jesus. So he told Jesus and the Holy Spirit, let us make man in our image. And so Jesus was the first from way back in the beginning. And I need you to understand, when you know that he was first and he is first and will always be first, it teaches you how to put him in first place position in your heart, in your thoughts, in your priorities. Jesus is first. Not only is it a primary reference, but it says, and today. So that means that it is a present reality. He was yesterday, he is today. And this is what I love about it. Whatever he was yesterday, he is today. He hasn't changed from yesterday to today. It took me a moment to understand when the old saints used to say, every day with Jesus gets sweeter than the day before. They weren't saying every day Jesus gets sweeter, because he's as sweet as he can be. But every day I learned some sweet things about him the day I didn't know yesterday. See, when you walk with him and talk with him and fellowship with him, you'll discover some things each and every day that was better than the day before. But Jesus is the same. So that's present reality. But then the last part, and forever, is permanent resolution. Jesus Christ is God's permanent resolution for man's situations. Let me say that again. Jesus Christ is God's permanent solution or resolution. Resolution. It is